The other day, I was driving my 12-year-old son to school, and as we pulled up behind the gym, a high school girl was walking out of the gym and going across the parking lot. This is a girl that had been in my Sunday school class a few years before, and so I waved and smiled at her. She seemed to be looking at us, but she did not smile or wave at us and just kept walking past. My son said to me, "Wow, she didn't even wave at us." And he seemed a little surprised that she was being rude. Immediately, I said to him, "She probably didn't see us. The sun could have been glaring on the window. There could be 100 reasons why she did not smile and wave." The reason why I mention this story is because this is something very deliberate that you will need to have a mindset to teach your children. First of all, this mindset I decided to have years ago, probably high school, maybe college, to give myself the habit that if someone did not speak to me or smile at me or return a wave or say something nice to me in return for something I said to them, immediately I would have a reason in my mind that was logical of why that happened that had nothing to do with me. Like, oh, maybe she didn't see me. She's got a lot on her mind. How many times have you walked past someone and you were thinking about something else? You absolutely did not realize till later when they mentioned it to you that they had spoken to you or waved at you. And so we want to give each other the benefit of the doubt. But we also want to train our children in this mindset very early on that we don't first think that people are doing them wrong. Our first thought should not be, "That person doesn't like me. Why didn't they smile at me? Why didn't they wave to me? Why didn't they speak to me?" We always want our kids to have the habit of being in the mindset that they like me and there's some other logical reason that has nothing to do with me, so I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt. People are so angry these days, and they're always assuming everyone is out for them and that they are disliked and treated less than and not popular enough or not as good as someone else. And this has to be a very on-purpose mindset that a mother teaches her children. A Sunday school teacher can help her Sunday school students think in this way also. It really saves a lot of tension from coming into relationships if we just give each other the benefit of the doubt. As Paul Harvey would have said, the rest of the story was, before the day was even over that day, I found out some news of something sad that had happened in that girl's life the day before. I didn't know it at the time when I saw her at the school. But there was a very good reason why she would have been distracted and possibly grieving, upset. And so I look back at it now and I think, I'm so glad that I mentioned to my son that we should give people the benefit of the doubt, because for sure her thoughts were on a trial she was going through in her own life. And that is so often the case. People are struggling. People are living out difficult situations. And most of the negative that is happening outwardly really has nothing to do with us. It has to do with the other person. So let's always give people the benefit that there's something heavy on their mind. They were distracted. They did not see us. It is nothing personal, and we want to encourage people, love people, walk in love, because loving God is loving others. Thanks so much, ladies. Have a great week.